Blog Talk Radio.
About those things that will enhance our lives, making us understand that those things that keep us bound, keep us worried, keep us out of position of accepting and living our full destiny and purpose are not our reality. Good evening, everyone, and welcome again to Moments of Conversation with Mary Nafua. Of course, I am Mary Nafua, and so honored that you would take time out to join me here on this wonderful Tuesday, the day after Labor Day. I know it was a bit restful for me and just time for me to get ready and get ready for my afternoons to be a little freed up because school is starting back up. So welcome again to the program. Guess what? I have a surprise for all of you. You guys have asked for it. We've listened to you. You want us to have the success retreat to be available on the web because many of you have day jobs. Okay, I'll buy into it. So you convinced me. So we're going to have opportunities for you to watch the program and hear all seven speakers via the web. But guess what? You still have to register and you still have to attend to register to hear and record that to be able to download it at a later time. So go ahead and go over to eventbrite.com and go into /success retreat and you will be able to do it if you put in the discount success beyond. You will be able to get 20% discount off your registration for the web. If you are registering for the web only, you receive a 20% discount off. Because why? Because you're not physically there. You don't have to pay for lunches or make other accommodations. So if you are going to attend and you are going to be on the web only, type in the discount code SUCCESSBEYOND and you'll be able to save 20% on your registration. I am so excited for us to be here today. I know that there has been a lot going on and we're going to continue to do a lot of great things because I'm telling you, as you continue to surrender, as you continue to know there's something more besides what you see right here and right now, you will be able to understand that there is a greatness that is awaiting to be birthed. That's what I said, because that's what's happening. So we need to be able to get together and embrace and embark upon our journey full-heartedly, without any interruptions, without any disagreements, without battling your. Trust me when I say to you that if you begin this journey with the same energy you begin the idea that you want to change your hair color, you want to buy a new outfit, go make it, or just cook you your favorite food, that's the same energy you need to show when it comes to changes to do things that you truly enjoy and know are part of your life. Too often we are embarking on journeys, and then we get nervous because we come across a pebble that kind of, you know, stumbles us for a little bit. We don't understand. We don't take the time out to breathe and say, hey, wait a minute. Is this pebble here to stop me, or is this pebble here to get my attention, to dig deeper and go turn within and find something greater that we can embrace? Yeah, that's where I'm at today. That's where I want you to be. That's where I want you to embrace it, because so much out here waiting for us, so much that we need to be taking a hold of. And I know we start out the year very energetic and we had all these goals and plans, but guess what? You have to have a plan to back up this goal that you set. If you said your goal was to lose weight, then what was your plan? Are you following that plan? If your plan is to start a business or to become more committed to your business, are you doing that? Is your plan to become more spiritually aware and astute and comfortable in your spirituality? What plan of action do you have in place? Otherwise, it's just a wish and wasted words. Yeah, that's how I'm talking today, y'all. You must see something in the atmosphere. But I have been revitalized for myself because I listen to my own words and I read my own words, and then people come, are sent my way, and they give me messages that are necessary. And so I share them back with you. That's why I said, if you know there's more, there really is more. It just is not something that randomly came out. You actually are looking for more and expecting more because it's actually there. There's no need for you to deny it. Don't settle. Don't give up. Don't become distracted. Someone said to me, I just can't save money. And I said, well, I'll tell you what. You say you have an issue with spending money. I said, I'll tell you what. Every time you want to spend money, hide a dollar for yourself. The person called me over the weekend and told me they had over $100 they found in a purse where they keep hiding this dollar and they forgot about. And they decided to go into the bag and they found $100, 100 $1 bills. Now, it doesn't matter how long it took for her to do that. But the bottom line is she was committed to saving that dollar. Every time she bought something, she put a dollar in that purse. That's how you know that it's possible for you to actually reach your goal and bring forth that which you want, because it's already there. You've just been distracted. You know, kind of like the shiny light shines in your face and you start seeing the glitter and gold and you start seeing the big life, but you don't understand to become a superstar. When you see folks getting Oscars and Grammys, that's because they put the work in. We all have our side opinions, but they put the work in. They've made a commitment to make sure that they were where they needed to be, and they were giving their best effort consistently, even when they didn't want to. I'm sure those days were many. But you have to keep pressing forward and believing and knowing that every part of who you are is exactly correct and perfect. I know, because we keep saying we're too fat, we're too skinny, we're too old, we're too young, we don't have enough money, we don't live in the right place, we don't have the right connection, then go and get it. Put it in your mind and manifest it. I found myself personally looking at, I was writing a response to someone and I used what my friend would say, a million-dollar word. And she said, they are not going to know what that word means. And I said, why do I have to keep, you know, minimizing the vocabulary that I've been honored with because someone may not know? That's what dictionaries are for. And now it's even easier because now if you click on the word, you know, most phones and computers will right away give you the definition. So I shouldn't minimize. I should be maximizing my gift. Vocabulary and speaking is a gift of mine that I share freely and openly, and I don't mind sharing it because it's going to challenge that person who's in that conversation with me, as you are today, to think a little deeper, go a little further, expand and stretch your mind, and allow your soul to be where it needs to be. Ooh, taking a deep breath and resting that. What is it that you need to recommit yourself to? What is it that you believe is holding you back, that's really just a figment of your imagination, that really is doable, that you keep thinking is undoable? It's not doable, I should say. Is that the better word? Get ready to build that which you've been honored to know needs to be built. Stop allowing others to distract you with their drama. Yes, we're all helpers. Yes, we're all healers. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. But we have to pick and choose which fires really need to be put out and which ones are meant to burn for a little while and slowly burn out themselves. That's what I said. Which ones need to be put out and which ones will slowly burn and smolder on their own. Mm-hmm. Because while you're busy exerting all this energy and putting all this knowledge and wisdom and time and effort into someone else's drama, when you're literally adding gasoline to the fire, you're missing out on your opportunity to shine your light someplace else that is going to open up doors for you, for the people who are really waiting for you to come. Just because it's convenient doesn't mean it's for you. Take time out to meditate. Really, think about it. Mm-hmm. What is it that you should be doing? What is it that you need to do? Who should be involved? What's stopping you? What changes need to be made? On this journey, on our path, are many pebbles. Some are there to support us and prevent us from touching the dirt, while others are there to get our attention and to be thrown off the path because they're not necessary or needed. Yes, today is a brief show, so I'm going to stop right now, and I'm going to encourage you to continue to look into opportunities that come your way, things that you begin to dream. Many of you are dreaming, and you are seeing things, and you are not understanding. Write them down. Go back and really meditate on what they are for and why they are there. Ask yourself, why do you keep being drawn to ideas that are outside of the way you thought you should, you know, find your success or your happiness or your love of your life? Ask yourself, why is it so difficult to stay in the residence you're currently in? Could it be that it's no longer a benefit to you? Yeah. You are responsible for you and the assignment that you have been given. Embrace yourself, love yourself, honor the relationship you have with the divine in all that you do. We're going to take a quick momentary break, and then we're going to go to the phone lines. We'll be right back. Just breathe. And we are back here on Moments of Conversation. We're going to be wrapping up pretty soon, but I wanted to make sure that we got some people who raised their hand on the phone lines. We're going to go to the phone lines now. Good morning and welcome to Moments of Conversation. This is Mary Nafour.
Greetings, Empress. How are you today?
Hey, I'm well, brother. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to, what was you going to say?
No, go right ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to chime in on what you're saying. I've been having some challenges recently myself, and I realized that, just like you said, we tend to allow outside energies or situations to pull us out of ourselves. You know, the best person to communicate with is yourself, so you should always ask questions. Just as when you're driving, going someplace or whatever, you tend to ask yourself occasionally, am I going the right way? This doesn't look the same, you know, as far as going someplace that you've been before, even if it's been a while.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very, I feel that, or I'm finding that it's very important to ask yourself, you know, questions. Does this serve my highest good? Is this really what I really need or want right now? I mean, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We all have our own energies. Therefore, you know, we should speak to ourselves in the language that, you know, we speak.
You know. Go a little deeper in that. What do you explain that for me, Guru? When you talk about the language that we speak, can you go a little more in depth in that, please?
Okay. This language we speak, the English language, there are quite a few words that could basically be used to express the thought, but if others don't speak that same language, it can feel, like you said, the million-dollar word. That's a beautiful
mm-hmm.
thing, because it challenges those who really want to know what it means, you know, to find out, and then they could make those words part of their vocabulary. I think they said that psychologists say that the average human uses about 500 words in their vocabulary. You know, just that simple, only 500 out of how many words there are in the English language. So, you know, we have our own language that we speak, just like there's certain songs that people like to sing because of the words that are used in songs, not just the tones and, the meaning sometimes. So it's very important for us to have that strong relationship with ourselves, just as we did when we were children. You know, we didn't necessarily need people to play. We could sit on the ground and play with toys and use our imagination.
Yeah.
So even with that, there's an internal language that we use.
Hmm. Wow. Yeah, that's really good. That's really good. You know, because as I was listening to you, and I got that image of a child, you know, sitting on the ground playing, and what appears to many of us is if it's nothing on the ground. But really what they're doing is they are creating images and cities and characters right there. That's the creator, you know, us wanting to be creators of our lives. But we forget that somewhere along the line, and that's why today it was so important for me to tell everyone, pursue what it is you need to pursue. Go back and revisit that goal and actually put the plan of action to it this time. If it means, like for me, I'm constantly looking at, you know, my vision boards and my goal boards, you know, and only to find out that I've kind of been slacking. Right? So it's time for us all. It doesn't mean we're bad people, Guru, like you said. It just means we have to retrain ourselves to hear the language that leads to what it is we desire.
Exactly.
No more fear.
Exactly.
No more angry. Anger, you know, toward other people. No more frustration. Because I'm telling you, people can be a distraction. Emotions are distractions. They're designed to protect us, but we don't use them that way. Not at all. Absolutely. So I am honored that you will join me on today. Oh, the other person just put their hand down. You can put your hand down. You can still contribute however you choose to. And we will be here again. But I want to remind everybody, at that moment when you think that everything is going away from you, just take a deep breath. Stop and go back and revisit what it is you would like to do. Not what others want you to do, but what you need to do. I spoke about that on yesterday as well. We are so busy saying, well, that person has more education than me. That person has more experience than me. That person is this or that, and I'm not. When you don't think about it, if it came to you, it's for you.
Yes.
Even if the lesson, right, even if the lesson is just to observe that person to know what to do and what not to do when you have your position. But it is given to you because it is for you. Pursue
exactly. It.
Take the risk. Go ahead, Guru.
Indeed. No, it goes back to those asking yourself questions. What is this person in my life for, and what am I supposed to learn? It's not about being critical. It's just about striving for understanding and with a child's play. Have fun.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy yourself. Be respecting, but enjoy your journey.
Absolutely. You are absolutely correct. And so that's another thing I said. You know, just kind of get ourselves to that belief, to that knowing. Because what you believe, right, causes you to think of processes, and those processes will lead you to have success in whatever it is. If you believe and know that you can do it, it becomes your body will naturally begin to set up a pattern and a system that allows you to do it. I realize that I'm an early riser because when I rise early, I'm able to feel like I have more control for my day versus when I start late, I feel like everything has gone.
And you're running,
it's about
running,
the belief
trying to catch up.
Yes, I feel as I'm always catching up. So then I realize it's best for me to keep my early bird schedule, right, my 5 a.m. rise time. It's best for me to do that than for me to sleep until 10 and do nothing.
I see. Indeed.
Yes. So that is my encouragement for you today here on Moments of Conversation. Yes, my books are still available on Amazon.com. You can pick up your copies on Amazon.com, Seeking Escape and That's My Reality, Encouraging While Dancing in the Storm. And remember that if you are unable to make it to Milwaukee, Wisconsin, we have found a way to give it a web version of all 7 speakers, but you need to register at Eventbrite.com and put in the discount code Success Beyond, which will give you a discount because you're not going to be in person. So go ahead and register on today, and we hope to see you again real soon on Thursday, same time, same place, here at 10:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, here on Blog Talk Radio with myself, Mariana Fua, as well as Brother Guru. Hopefully will be here with me again as often as my masculine energy. But really take some time out to look and see, how do you get that more that you desire? What's hindering you? You do have to kind of trick yourself when you are going through that subconscious, you know, Guru, to get to our subconscious, to be able to lead us versus our conscious mind that has the fears, the memories, and the dispositions that tell us we can't. We need to be able to buy in. We have to almost trick ourselves, you know, of how we can get healing back into our lives, how we can share healing, how we can share peace, how we can actually access and have success without the guilt. That's a whole nother topic.
I'd like to add to that.
Go ahead.
I'd like to add to that. Just like some of the belief systems or the things that we've used in the past that no longer serve our highest good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because once you have that, once you graduate a class, or once you have that understanding of whatever you're supposed to learn from a situation or a person, you know, it's time to let go. And if it's meant to be, you know, it will return. But if it's not, you know, that person has a responsibility to their life just like you have yours. So overall, it's just an experience.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely, positively. Yes, you are right there.
I hate to say it. I hate to say it, even if it's an old car that you've been trying to fix for a couple of years.
Don't you know
my car.
No,
I love
my car. I totally understand, you know, as you talked about that, I understand completely, you know, how you get to that place where you do. We get comfortable. As I said, we get comfortable in knowing that that's something that's there or that it's available to us, but it's not enough. So we keep settling, and then we wonder why we're unhappy, and while we keep spinning our wheels, as I said, you know, in this rat race of just going around this wheel, because we have chosen to give in to that which is not true. So as you begin to pray and meditate, make sure you're doing so with the intention of affirming, because when you're praying, you're affirming the fact that you know it can be done. You know, Creator, God, you know, universe, whichever term you use, Father, whichever term you say, you know, give me strength. Well, you're asking for strength because you know that strength is accessible to you, so therefore prepare yourself to accept it and activate it. If you say, let me open up, if you say, let me open up this business or let me have this quality relationship, let me begin to let go of my past, then you know that it is already done, so go ahead and act as if it is. That's how you get your subconscious mind, your innate mind, your God mind, your Creator mind in life to take precedence and take hold. Oh, y'all got me riled up today. But I am so honored that you joined me today, Brother Guru, and all of you who are on the phone lines and the few people that came in and out the chat room. I appreciate you as well. You can also listen to this in archives. Send a couple of friends over. It's going to be on iTunes. You can get a copy there, or you can go to my Facebook page and click on the page and get that going. Hope to see you all again real soon. And again, Brother Guru, as always, thank you. It's been an honor, pleasure to have you be able to come and join us on this conversation on today.
Thanks for the opportunity, and it's always good to share your light and your message out to the, you know, to the family, to the people.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And to all of us, let's remember that when things begin to cloud our way, make us feel overwhelmed like we just can't go on, stop. Scream out nice and loud, that's not my reality. Take a deep breath and seize the opportunities and possibilities that are around us, recognizing this is not the end of the road. There's so much more ahead of us. Remember, it's only a bad dream until you believe that it's real. Until next time, continued peace and blessings.
Oh.